gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA. TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede. Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Bogey, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team. Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joint World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and Friends North, they win. Look, Schiavone's back again. World title split off, center stage, Bischoff. Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order. The Crow, Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh. Lowest rules can't pass. This wasn't the initial plan. Tom Zink's a good looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair. Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host. Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you know what you're listening to. What happened when? On Patreon, and we greatly appreciate your support. We're back at it again with a little bonus action all up in that ass from our great friend of the show, Mr. Nick Newman. Now, I got to tell you, Tony, it feels like Nick has supported us from day one. I mean, I remember him being a big part of StarCast 1, and that feels like 8 years ago.
Wow. Doesn't it ever? Doesn't it ever? You know, Nick Newman's a rock and roller and a podcaster and a friend of the shows and a big wrestling fan. And he told me, we just played it, that this is, he wasn't watching the show that night, but his friend called him and says, Hogan is coming out in the red and the yellow. You got to turn it back on. And we're going to track me screaming like a banshee. And
yeah. So let me tell everybody where to go. I want you to go to 1 hour and 56 minutes on the nose. So 1 hour, 56 minutes on the nose. Of course, you're going to WCW Monday Nitro from August 9th, 1999. You'll click in ring. You'll scroll down to where you see WCW, click Nitro, sort by year, select 99, scroll down to August 9th. And then when you get to August 9th, 1999, I want you to go to 1 hour and 56 minutes. That's 1 hour and 56 minutes. Tony, if you're all fired up at 1 hour, 56 minutes, 00, yep. Why don't you go ahead and give us a countdown, like 3, 2, 1 play. And when you say 3, 2, 1, we will all play when you say play. And I'll even go ahead and track it so we can hear you embarrass yourself.
Yeah. Do the heels come out here first or the baby? We'll see.
We'll see.
So let's do it. 3, 2, 1 play.
Track. Welcome back.
Wow.
Does it get any bigger than what you're about to witness on TNT and WCW's own Monday Nitro? A quick word to log on to WCW.com and click on WCW gear.
I love even back then you're having to sell fucking t-shirts.
Yes, the world has not changed for me much in many ways. That's pretty good looking. You know, I never liked the exploding vagina, but that's pretty good looking entrance.
How about the cool jacket that Rick Steiner wears with the Mack truck dogs on his shoulders?
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Oh yeah.
I really like it anyway.
I do too. I was talking about this, with, Tony Khan, and Rick Steiner back then is kind of like Jake Hager now.
Really?
Yeah. You know, backstage he's probably like the toughest guy in the world in as a shoot. And you just don't want to fuck with him. But Rick Steiner was seriously tough. Seriously tough.
Well, I think we should go ahead and
let's not miss this.
Mental institution. He's crazy. Steiner, this man is just dangerous. You saw he did to Scott Hudson. These are three very, very dangerous human beings walking this earth.
And what's at stake here? If Sting, Hollywood Hogan, and Goldberg can win the six-man tag, then Kevin Nash not only gets a shot at the world title, which we already do, in Sturgis, Saturday night, but he will, in effect, put his career on the line in that match as well. So, call your friends.
Minnesota. Sit down in front of your big screen. When we come back, Sting, Goldberg, and Hogan come out. They are standing in the aisleways. They're standing along the back row. Anywhere. Concession workers are coming out. People around the merchandise stands are trying to find a spot to watch this one. And the very best seat in the entire world is the one that you have at home. Here he is. The man who really did the right thing this past week. In a meeting this week and a follow-up meeting this weekend, he had won the control of WCW, the presidency, if you will. But he gave it back to the executive committee to name a new president, which I understand they will do. And then J.J. Dillon puts Dusty Rhodes in charge of the championship committee. Sting, a champion through and through, with or without a belt, in the ring, teaming with two of the biggest stars of the 90s, will be coming out here in just a few moments.
Well, you can't pick a winner here. It can go either way, real quick or awful long.
Megadeth's Crush 'Em rings out.
Imagine the team of Hogan, Goldberg.
This is the fucking lamest fucking music of all time. Imagine thinking you needed to change Goldberg's fucking music.
Yeah, well, it's because of the movie.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Since September of 1997.
I forget this is the same company that wanted to tell Ric Flair to get a little Dutch boy haircut and earring and call himself Spartacus.
Yeah, okay.
The power.
The other day, Bill Clinton said special word to WCW. He wanted to play golf with Goldberg. So Goldberg would have another commitment.
We are tracking so much, this is even annoying me.
Everybody wants to be associated.
All right, stand by. Coming up.
Of Goldberg.
We can add.
Impervious to pain, you cannot hurt the man at all.
Everyone here is ready. They're on their feet. Goldberg rules. That's right.
Now Hollywood Hogan has come out to complete this superstar trio. This is going to be a collision of epic proportions. Not only so much on the line.
Fuck you, Nick.
On WCW Monday Nitro. Great.
I'm just watching Steiner's down there on the floor.
Do you hear what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's the old.
Yes, it is. What are we? What? My God!
He is back!
Hogan! He's back!
Boy, it's been a long time since I've seen him in that yellow.
Look at him standing! Many of them wearing yellow their own!
The red and yellow's back!
Tony, you were really good at your job, dude. No, I'm being sincere. Like, I got fucking chill bumps watching that. Thank you, Nick.
Really? Okay. Well, thank you, Nick, for that. I thought it was way too over the top, but again, that's me. You know, I don't like anything that I do.
Yeah,
you know,
you want to be a golf guy though. You know, you want Lex Luger makes the approach. Let's see if he makes it. By the way, Meltzer, right? Hogan's return with the red and yellow colors and his old American-made theme song drew a phenomenal response in Boise and the six-man tag of Hogan, Sting, and Goldberg taking on Nash, Vicious, and Steiner did a 3.11 final quarter, but drew to a 4.40 in the overrun. Of course, the WWF's counter was Triple H versus Undertaker versus China, with Ventura on commentary and Shawn as the referee, and that did a 6.91. So you still got your shit pushed in, but it's a pretty good rating for Nitro.
Yeah, it is, especially in 1999. Johnny Boone, the referee there, and I haven't seen Johnny in who knows when, and wow, it's pretty exciting. Some pretty exciting, some wild, wacky stuff.
I really wish they would have, in this era, given, or it could have been more feasible to have a singles run with Rick Steiner, because Rick Steiner, early in his career as the TV champion, you didn't view him as a tag team wrestler. You viewed him as a badass. You know, when he was the TV champ, and you know, it just would have been nice in this era to see some Hulk Hogan, Rick Steiner, TV Nitro matches. I'm not saying it would have been a pay-per-view main event, but, and we know him and Sting could tear it up, but it just feels like everything in this era, he was never positioned up top. The only time he had any sort of memorable feud or angle, it was with his brother Scott. At this point, he's almost like the Steiner brother gone by. He's the Marty Jannetty, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. And I agree with that. And it makes me think that there were so many matchups that we probably could have done in WCW. We never did do.
Well, and even if you did do, it wasn't done like in a serious thing, but I mean, you know, we had so much fun over the years with, you know, the Steiners versus like Sting and Lex. And it would have been really cool to see Sting versus Rick Steiner here.
Yeah. Right. See, another great matchup.
I don't think I would have needed to see a Lex Luger.
How about Lex Luger Goldberg?
that had to happen when WCW sucked and nobody was watching.
It may have, I don't know. I was watching, I had to.
But you tried to block it out immediately.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy because there's so much stuff that you remember so well. Yeah. Like 96, 97, 98. But when I talk to you about WCW, especially in the year 2000 and 2001, it's just like, I could have been there for that. And, yeah. I think we fans feel the same way. Oh my God. How about Sid just leaning his head forward? Like, here it is. Take it, Terry. Oh, Jesus. Sid's trying hard.
You know, I figured out why I forgot about 2000 is that my focus was not on what our product, my focus was on finding another job.
Yeah.
I was out of it. Boy, they're feeding Hogan here, aren't they?
Oh my God. I mean, it is just an expose of the fucking business, but you know what? Fans are loving it.
You know, we walked out here earlier tonight and it was a sign to
I love when you yelled August 9th, 1999. I mean, you're giving the dates and shit. That was cool.
Yeah. Nick had asked me, and we heard he, and I want to repeat what I just told Nick that was on the front end of this podcast, that did I know Hulk Hogan was coming out in the red and the yellow, or did they want me to really react? I did know. And that reaction was all mine. They weren't feeding me lines that night. And I was trying my best to just, I do remember this, and I remember trying in my mind thinking, you know, I better really oversell this shit. And that's what I did. So.
And you don't think it was good?
I'm sure there's a lot of you, and you out there said it was great. I'm sure a lot of people out there said it was good, but again, you know how I am about my own work. I don't like going back and listening to myself. Do not like it. When we recorded Dynamite or air the next week, I don't even want to go back and watch it again, but I got to. I just don't like my work. Never did.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Meltzer never liked your work either.
Fuck him.
Please don't do that. No, I don't have very many of my hosts who won't cut a promo on him. So if you could not defect,
okay,
that'd be real good.
All right. I'm not gonna cut a promo on Dave. I like Dave.
I do too, man.
Yeah, I like his stuff. I like his work. Appreciate what he's done.
He's done a great service, and it's such a thankless job to write that many words about such a fucking niche thing here.
Yeah, I just wonder just wonder how much, how many hours he spends on it a week.
All of them.
It has to be. He has to do something every night. But anyway, I just want to, yeah. And you know, there was a lot, there's a lot of the, I did a lot of bad work and he was critical of it and I don't blame him, man. I agree with it. And I agree more with the, is Goldberg bleeding in the back of the head here?
Yeah. He probably headbutted a locker or something.
Yeah. He's the back of his head has a spot of blood on it.
Look at that scoop.
Yep.
Man, the crowd's into that.
Yeah.
Everybody's standing.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, this is Boise, Idaho, right? How many times you get to see all these stars in the ring in Boise, Idaho? You don't see it much. We didn't go up there much. I don't, as a matter of fact, this may have been the only time we had been there. We were out west. We were going to Sturgis, man, just great. Ooh, boy, Sting, man. I'm feeding Sting.
It's going up top here.
Oh, Stinger Splash. Come on, baby.
We're having a great time.
Right onto the giant knees of Sid Vicious.
Mm.
You want to talk about some star power, man?
Yeah, Hulk, it's got
Hogan,
it.
Bill Goldberg, Sting, Kevin Nash. And a guy who worked not one, but two WrestleMania main events, including one against Hogan.
Yep.
And one against Undertaker. And oh yeah, one half of one of the greatest tag teams of all time, former television champion, Rick Steiner.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When Rick Steiner is the lowest man on the totem pole of your main event, you got some good talent in there.
Yeah, it goes back to the old thing that we've talked about so many times. How can you fuck up something like this? And I guess it's well documented how it was fucked up because it was my fault.
Yeah, you wouldn't lose those few pounds. And
that's right.
We know that if you and Lash LaRue had got together for your Weight mm-hmm. Watchers meetings,
yep.
Turner would have had wrestling this entire time. It wouldn't have been this big drought for AEW.
No, it wouldn't have been. And had I not told everybody to turn the channels when Mick Foley won the title, they would never turn the channels.
You're going to win. Man, he's just wearing them out with these.
Yeah, he really is, man. Oh, well, oh, the referee had taken a bump.
Oh, speared him out of his damn boots. Oh, and here boy, comes Sid.
The fucking fans.
Oh, he nails Goldberg. Well, where's the Hulkster? There he is.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he had to pick it up. Man, I got some sweat out of that one. That was a good whack. Kevin Nash gonna get one. Yes, he is. Here comes the Scorpion Deathlock. Listen to the crowd.
Can he get it? Oh my God, he got the Scorpion Deathlock.
On Nash.
Give me a referee. There's one.
And look at Hogan. He's holding off everyone.
Scott Dickinson. Checking. Yes. So there it is. Kevin Nash. Saturday night. At the historic Rock Pile in Sturgis. Will put his career on the.
Dude. That crowd was into this shit, son.
Man. And you wonder why my voice was going bye-bye. I was shrieking and screaming like a banshee. But I don't know how long they really put into this match. Probably not that much, but the crowd was into it. An exciting moment, a good angle, and there you go. How about that?
No, it was a fun moment. You know,
I agree.
I was starting to sort of wane just a little bit on my wrestling fandom, but this got me back in a little bit. Hey, I want to tell everybody, since we got a few more minutes here, Tony, keep that show fired up. You still got that episode pulled up?
I don't, but, I will go back to it real quick.
Let's go to August 9th, 1999 again. I want to see the setup for that. I'm having so much fun with sort of reliving the Hogan stuff. I want to go redo it. So again, we're on Monday Nitro, August 9th, 1999. And there's a tile at the bottom and it says Hollywood Hulk Hogan talks to his son. I want you to click that and you'll go to 3525. So now we're going to go back in time earlier in the same episode. We're going to see a very young Nick Hogan. He's going to be talking to his dad, Hollywood Hogan. And this is a pretty special segment. It is, yes, children's programming, but it's, I don't know. I thought it really made a lot of sense. So Tony, let me know when you're ready. Do us a little bit of a countdown, but we're going to 3525 on August 9th, 1999.
35-25. Got it. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, play.
Hogan, we gotta go.
Dad, it's time for your interview.
I know I'm late.
Dad, why didn't you wear the stuff that I packed?
What do you mean?
Hogan,
we
gotta go.
Just hold it. Oh my God.
Was hot for Hogan already, weren't they?
Yeah, they're booing the shit out of the heels for stomping him.
They're bringing him out now.
Yeah.
For his interview, but as we can see near the entrance way there, he is now being triple teamed brutally attacked by Kevin Nash, Sid Vicious, and Rick Steiner.
Man, the crowd is into this shit.
You know what they won't be into, though?
What?
That dumbass fucking David Flair is coming up next as a U.S. champ. What the fuck was wrong with us?
You don't want to see David Flair defend his United States championship?
Fuck no. Every time I think about David Flair, you know what I think about?
Well, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
If you were him, would you have Polaroids of you wearing that belt doing something else?
I would say no, I would not be a person like that, but Stacy Keibler involved. Goldberg.
So this sets up the six man Goldberg right. Sting coming to make the save.
Right.
The crowd, man, they are so into that.
Firmly beside Hollywood Hogan.
By the way, this is very much an Eric Bischoff deal where, you know, he's been ranting and raving on 83 weeks lately. Stop advertising what you're doing on Wednesday. Stop advertising what you're doing on Friday. Let it be appointment television where you don't know what's going to happen. You got to wait and see. And certainly here, if they would have promoted the return of Hulk Hogan in the yellow and red, it wouldn't have been quite the same.
Right.
And what a way to set it up here with a little tease from his kid, Dad, why aren't you wearing the stuff I packed? And then he gets beat down. Friends come in, make the save. Here's the promo.
Who in the hell you people think you are? But this business is my life, and I've been in this business all my life. I am so sick and tired of you three. You know what? I've got a couple really good friends here, man. And we were talking just the other day. And you know what? Opportunity seems to present itself. At Sturgis, not only am I gonna put my belt on the line, Kevin Nash, if you beat me, I'll quit this business. I'll put my career on the line.
What?
Wow.
But my two friends here, we were talking last week and we've been praying for this chance. Since you three are here and we're out here waiting, how about all six of us getting it on right here tonight.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Come on back to the ring. Let's do it right now.
They're ready.
It's unanimous. All the fans want it.
How about it? You and me, big man, belt my career at Sturgis. But tonight, brother, all six of us one time.
I want to see that.
The ball's in your court, Kevin Nash.
Your serve.
We've just conversed, and the three of us decided if you ladies want to fight tonight, you got it.
Okay.
You ladies.
So there you go. Your main event is set, and that crowd was ready for that.
Also, listening to all this, you know what? I really miss a crowd at a wrestling match.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, can you imagine when things get all the way back to normal and you can have a capacity crowd, an ass in every seat? Can you imagine how excited and how loud we're going to be for everything y'all do?
Absolutely. Hope I'm alive by that time.
I do too, man, because I think it's going to happen next year. That'd be a real shame. Yep. I'd have to call Paul Heyman and get that podcast going a little sooner than I hoped. Here's Hogan.
You're right. You beat me, brother. You'll never see me again. If I beat you and Sturgis, brother, you're history. One more thing. And Steiner, since you ain't got nothing to put on the line, you bring your ass to Sturgis and put it on the line.
You mean his brother's...
Oh, good stuff. And by the way, I get it. I understand now what's going on.
What's going on?
You motherfuckers. I'm the low man on the totem pole in this all-star lineup you got waiting on me to die so Paul Heyman can come in and do big business with you. I got it.
Well, that's not exactly the plan, but I mean, that wouldn't suck as like a plan B.
What's plan A?
Well, I mean,
just run me out of town and put him on.
I kind of thought, the way you talk on the show, once you got that sweet, sweet con money, you were just going to throw in the towel because you didn't want to risk it for a biscuit. But I underestimated your greed as usual. You know what? I think we should just ride this out and watch that David Flair match.
Oh, please listen.
No. Listen, what if there's a chance this is the first time in history at Smell-O-Vision? It might have a little scent of woo. Have you ever,
No, I haven't.
I have. That will be on a Bad Money Slim Instagram story very soon. Oh my God. No, I haven't.
Wish I had.
This is the longest segment ever.
Yeah.
They should have cut like 5 minutes off of this and it would have been fantastic. They're still going.
Yeah, no, they're still.
Shut up. Go to the back. We got the match. Get the fuck out of here. Poor Sid's done chewed a whole fucking jumbo family size shit of Big Red.
I don't know where this was in the show. This may have been the top of hour one and they wanted them to stay out there, you know,
yeah,
as we went to the second hour.
Yeah. That would explain some of it, I suppose.
Yeah. Stay with them. It's not 9 o'clock yet or 10 o'clock or whatever. Oh my God. Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what they were doing. They're walking towards the ring and fans weren't going to turn off of it. That's exactly what was going on.
I've always loved Kevin Nash mocking opening or tearing off the shirt Hulk Hogan style.
Oh,
seems like an old school Memphis angle. And I like it.
There we go. We go to dark. Go to black.
No. We're back where we need to be right now.
Monday Nitro Live, Boise, Idaho.
No, you love that music. Listen to that.
In disbelief, talking about the stipulations, the agreements.
We're about to see a murder. Oh, shit. Bad choice of words. I just meant. Serious business. Don't you worry about the well-being of David Flair. Now I understand why it says David Flair defends the U.S. Championship because they wouldn't put it.
They didn't want to put Benoit's name at the bottom there. Yeah.
Yes, but I'm just saying, knowing what we know about David Flair's wrestling ability and knowing what we know about Chris Benoit's wrestling ability,
right?
You sort of feel bad for David Flair's chest in advance, do you not?
You do now, but knowing what we know here in 2020, you don't.
Oh, fuck him. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to see him get the shit beat out of him.
I agree.
Yeah. Look at Dean Malenko standing there. He's hands on his hips trying to make people.
I'm glad to hear you guys worked things out, because last we heard, you were in the shit with Dean Malenko. You like y'all got in a fight backstage and catering and the whole deal.
No, that's not true. We didn't get in fighting backstage, but he didn't want to fuck with me.
So the rumor last year about y'all getting in a fight backstage and y'all having major heat, that was just an unsubstantiated rumor.
That was a rumor perpetrated by you. And I've been known to say many times, you a lie.
When was I serious business? When have I ever, been one to lie
about that? Is this David with Tori?
Yeah. Tori was his on screen girlfriend. Stacy was his real life girlfriend.
Woo. I hate him worse now. Yeah. Even more.
Yeah.
Good God.
And if you think that's bad, I heard Lois gave him a HJ once. He said, it's just like his daddy. It's just like his daddy. Here he comes.
Head of the championship
look at this shit. Are you serious? Wearing a Ric Flair robe with Torrey Wilson on his arm and a U.S. championship around his waist, and he's going to go home and snuggle with Stacy. I hate that motherfucker. Is Torrey Wilson the most beautiful thing that God ever created right there?
She's close to it. Oh, she's,
was it. You stand corrected. Okay. I stand.
And there's Asia.
Yeah. She's there too.
Uh-huh. That's, Dale Torborg's wife, Chrissy. Yeah.
Good for them, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what? What's it say about Charles Robinson that even after I've just oohed and aahed over Torrey Wilson, Charles Robinson's still the cutest in the ring. I need referee Nick Patrick to choke slam Charles Robinson right here.
Yeah. They're throwing Charles out because he can't be
too many blondes in the ring at the same time.
No, he's too close to the Flair family.
Yeah. He's biased.
Yeah. Biased. And Charles selling, man.
Charles knows how to sell.
He's going to kiss David in the lips here.
Well, probably. There he goes.
No, stay. No, he's gone.
Lord Torrey Wilson.
Mm.
All right, here we go. And here comes the match. I can't believe this is real. David Flair and Chris Benoit. Are you kidding? This probably goes what? 45, 50 minutes.
David looked the part of a chicken shit heel here though. Buggy whip arms, no pecs, but doing something that none of us could have done.
No, and many tried.
Not me. I want to be clear about that.
What's he saying here?
The title, you're right.
And Benoit.
We've got company.
Oh, watch this.
Malenko and Shatter.
Table for one.
And Shane Douglas.
I was pretty smart though. Hey, I can keep my U.S. title if I get counted out.
Well, that's right. Look how ripped Benoit was, man. Look how he, the traps, pecs, his forearms.
Benoit was just another level, man.
He was.
Trying to beg off like his dad. Is he going to go for the eye poke?
Yeah.
Nope.
And while having none of it,
didn't fall for that shit. I like it. Just get out of here. Just bail as soon as you can.
Yep.
If I'm him and I know my options are, I can get out here and be a little theatrical, or I can get in there and actually wrestle Chris Benoit. Let me get out on the floor and take my chances with Perry.
Exactly. And Dean.
Yeah. Dean ain't gonna hurt you.
No, Dean ain't gonna do shit.
How about the rosacea on them cheeks?
Mm.
He's got some high blood pressure or something. He's nervous.
Yes, he is.
I guess I would be too if I had to make sure I did everything right to keep Stacy around.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I should have tracked that one because he took a hell of a bump from it. Yeah, stay down.
Here we go again. No, he's going to hook him this time.
Oh, this is just snap suplex Jones. Yeah, how about that on that tailbone? This is done so well. It just looks like punishment.
Now Benoit, a little bit of rage coming out here.
They're not trying to play it like it's a real match. He's just taking his time and inflicting punishment. And that works for the story and the character.
Sure does. There's nothing wrong with this at all, with the exception of
not enough shots of Torrey at ringside.
I agree. Oh,
I just knew what you were going to say. That's a hell of a backbreaker there. Like it's Shane Douglas. snap elbow.
Man, he could put him on, couldn't he?
That was the old Muda style shit, kind of. Oh, they're going to tease the headbutt. Here we go.
You bet. Always.
It's very apparent this is no match. That Benoit and Will can win this thing, but he's not yet. So hang on, fans. Flair landed firmly on his feet that time.
What a chop.
A blow out a knee and then a chop brought him down to the mat. What a mighty pickup. The Crippler.
Oh, yeah. Look at the neck on this man. Look at the size of Benoit. What an athlete.
Oh, man. And here comes Chris Canyon hauling ass. Oh, Benoit didn't want the win. Pulled his head up. Wants to keep administering some punishment. And too late, DDP interferes. Like a bookend, kind of. He's unbuckling his belt. Gets a couple shots in. And the Radicals make the save. That's a kind of fun little segment.
It was. It was worth watching. It's a pretty good little storyline there.
You know, I know they're going to get rid of Bischoff in just a couple of months, but the few segments we watched in this show, so we watched three or four, this was pretty good, man.
Yeah, it was good TV.
Listen, I'm glad that Nick recommended this. It's been a minute since I saw that Hulk Hogan return to the yellow and red, but really special stuff.
I would agree, sir. Right there. He did win the title. I thought he pulled him up too, but he just pulled off in time.
Well, if you'd have done that, you'd have five less mouths to feed, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, we appreciate you guys' support here on Patreon. We really appreciate all that you're doing. Drop us some recommendations for some extra bonus content. With the way things are going right now, Tony might be having some free time soon coming up.
I doubt it.
I'm busting balls about the fact that every time you cross the state line, you're taking your fucking life in your own hand.
No, I get tested. Fuck wad.
I know that. I'm busting balls.
Motherfucker.
Why are you so sensitive?
Okay, no. Anyway, thanks, Nick.